to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We will be hearing a presentation on threat and safety assessment protocols from Mr. Burgess and Mrs. Lindbergh. Is that correct? Okay.
Well, good evening, everyone. So for those of you in the audience who might not know who I am, my name is Anna Lindbergh, and I'm the vice principal at the junior and senior high school, and those listening at home. So tonight I just wanted to briefly talk to all of you about threat assessment, which is something that we officially adopted this school year through K through 12. So this is something that we've been doing for quite a few years, actually. Just we haven't been doing anything like officially on paper that is consistent K through 12. So last year, after speaking with Pat and talking to Needham Risk Management, we decided that we were going to adopt something so we could have consistency, because consistency is key to success and student success. So tonight I'm just going to talk to you briefly about what it is, what assessment we're using, why it's created, and how we'll be implementing it. Okay? So a threat is an expression of intent to do harm to someone that may be spoken, written, or gestured. I won't read the rest of that big long thing to you. But really the idea of threat assessment is to be able to take any threat that is made by a student to another student or to the student body in general, and to be able to specifically look at it to see if it's going to be something that potentially could be carried out. It really allows us to dive deep into what's going on with the threat to be able to provide support for the student that was potentially the victim and also the person who is making the threat as well. So in general, what it is it's an assessment that's intended to prevent violence. So not only is it to assess the situation, but it's also to provide interventions for students as well. And that is the key to making sure that those things are not carried out. Also, the threat assessment involves determining whether a student poses the threat of violence, whether they have intent and means to carry it out. And threat assessment also involves the evaluation and classification of the threat, whether it's transient or substantive, and to be able to have appropriate response and intervention. I'll be honest, most of the threat assessments that we do never really make it past this step right here. Most things are transient. Not a lot turn into something that is substantive. So the assessment that we decided to adopt as a school district, K through 12, is called CSTAG. It used to be called the Virginia Student Threat Assessment Guidelines, and back in 2018, it was turned to the Comprehensive School Threat Assessment Guidelines. This was developed by doctors and researchers, and it is an evidence-based model, and they also work with the FBI to be able to develop this as well. And the thing about CSTAG is it's an approach to violence prevention that emphasizes early attention to problems, such as bullying, teasing, and other forms of student conflict before they escalate into violent behavior or harm to self. So really, it's just what we're focusing on is consistency K through 12 to make sure that we are doing everything that we can do to make sure that these acts of potential violence aren't carried out. In the past, we've always had the protection, and we have what we do in the case something does happen, but the piece of the puzzle that was missing was being able to have that prevention. You know, and I see Shannon shaking her head like, this is super important, this is a hot topic. I would say moms wish we both did, and even in New York State. One thing I will say I'm proud of with White Hall Central School District is I went to a training Kendra and I did, and in the room we were asked by the presenter how many people are doing threat assessments within their schools. There were three of us who raised our hands out of the whole Wish We Boasties. Us was one of them. So that's super, and that makes me proud that we're kind of taking the next steps to make sure our schools are safe and our students are safe as well. So in general, it was created, like I mentioned, for student safety and prevention. And like I just said in the past, we were prepared what to do if and when something happens, like lockdowns and different things like that, having a school resource officer. But we want to make sure that we're consistent with our prevention. This is just a little snippet of some of the research on the CSTAG threat assessments. More than 99% of students' threats are not carried out when CSTAG is used. Only 1% of students are expelled or arrested after a threat is flagged. Student counseling resources are used more often because CSTAG method was implemented. Administration, faculty, parents, students also report a more positive school culture and climate. And studies have also found that no racial inequities in disciplinary I will say at our school, since I've been here even as a teacher and in my role as vice principal, threat assessment is something we've always been doing. We just didn't have like an official process for it. So this kind of just makes things consistent K through 12 to make sure we're all on the same pages. So we're implementing this where anytime a student makes a threat, it is to faculty and staff, or it is reported to faculty and staff, they are told to report that to administration, and if the administrator can't be found, to one of the threat assessment teams. Students have also been made aware of this in assembly as well, of who they need to go to if a threat is made. And then the threat assessment is conducted with an administrator always and another member of the team. There's always two people assessing the situation, sometimes more. With the CSAG, we also adopted the Columbia Suicide Severity Rating Scale. As a district, we were always using a different rating scale in the two different buildings. So again, we just want to make sure we're remaining consistent, and that way our data is accurate and we're doing everything that we can do to help our students. So in addition to the CSAG, we also adopted the Columbia Suicide Severity Rating Scale. Okay. And our team consists of administrators, our school social workers, counselors, and school psychiatrists, and school psychologists, excuse me. And often Dan Stasinski also will help out as needed case to case. That's very rare, but he will step in and help as well. Okay. So at the end of the day, with our threat assessment and the suicide prevention assessment, our goal is prevention. Okay. So I just wanted to talk to you guys, fill you in really quick on what we've been doing kind of behind the scenes since last spring. And I have to say, so far with what we've had to do with this, it has worked. So we're really proud of that. Again.
Board comments. The only comment that I'm going to make tonight is I hope that everyone is going to enjoy a nice, safe, healthy Thanksgiving. Fellow board members, staff, all of our personnel throughout the district, and friends and neighbors. Any other board members like to comment anything? Okay. Mr. D.
All right. Shockingly, we have already completed our first quarter of the school year. It's the year's flying. I'd like to thank all of our faculty, staff, teachers for all their hard work that they've done getting this year kicked off. It's been tricky. Staffing has been a problem across the board in schools throughout the region. We, too, are suffering here in Whitehall. With staffing needs, both our professional and non-professional staff, teachers, psychologists, bus drivers, cafeteria, custodians, we're all struggling throughout the region to find employees. We hope that that changes sooner than later, but you know, big thanks goes out to our faculty and staff for stepping up and helping out and ensuring that our kids are provided a quality education and can get to and from school on a daily basis. I want to apologize for missing and unfortunately needing to cancel that first school meeting that we're going to have in regard to the pool. We do have two additional forthcoming, one on November 29th, the week we return from Thanksgiving recess, the next on December 13th. We also plan to add an additional meeting to ensure that we have three meetings for the community to have the opportunity to attend during the week of January 8th. So we'll be getting that date out as soon as possible. Athletics have started for the winter season. We've got some pretty good numbers. We've got 12 JV boys basketball participants. We've got 12 varsity boys. We've got 8 JV girls and 9 varsity girl basketball players at this point. JV varsity wrestling has 13 boys and 5 girls. Presently, we have only 2 modified wrestlers. That was early this morning. We were hopeful that there was going to be a few more that would come out to practice today. Varsity bowling, we have 8. We have 17 cheerleaders. and modified boys basketball has 11, modified girls has 27. So I spoke with Keith today, and I indicated to Keith that if we continue to see numbers like that with modified girls, we'll split the team, get an additional coach, and make sure that all of our young ladies have an opportunity to play. You know, you get frustrated and have a tendency to walk away from a sport if you're sitting all the time. So having a second team, if we continue to see those numbers, that's something we'll work to field. So not a bad problem to have, that's for sure. We conducted some interviews. We are looking to fill some positions over in the bus garage. And at this point, we have posted both mechanic as well as a mechanic's helper on the CoStar as well as in Indeed. We have gotten several applicants at this point for both mechanic and mechanic's helper. So we're hopeful that right after Thanksgiving recess, we're going to be able to start bringing some of those folks in to interview. We hope to find a quality candidate to help Joe out over there in the garage, so fingers crossed. Additionally, we have reached out to Washington County Civil Service, and they have canvassed for a secretary, a full-time secretary to put over at the bus garage to be able to answer the phones, do ordering, do routing, again, to alleviate some of those you know, jobs and responsibilities that have been falling on Joe and Penny's shoulders. So we'll be able to get Penny hopefully back up to the buildings and grounds full-time and get somebody over there at the bus garage that's going to be able to help us out. So a lot of things happening. Just wanted to share those few things and ask also if any of the three of you have anything you'd like to add.
Sure. So we've had two citizens assemblies so far this school year. We had one in September and one in October. So we have a total of 32 students that have been recognized as either a railroader of the month or a citizen of the month. This week, actually tomorrow, we'll be providing 5 families with Thanksgiving meals. And there's something else, and I don't remember what it was. All right, well, I guess that's it.
If it comes to you, feel free to share.
I remember. It's on the 5th of December, we have snowplow safety. So Mr. Pratt will be a part of that, and Mr. Spezio and our students will get to have some presentations and check out the truck. So we're looking forward to that.
Exciting.
Yeah, I love that last year. Yeah.
Mr. Pratt, are the names of these plow trucks still going to be the same as they were last year?
No,
are you renaming?
They're all renamed.
You're renaming?
No, I didn't. The kids did.
The
kids all renamed.
Okay.
The students did. Yep,
fantastic.
We got right. Some good ones, and hopefully when they come before the holidays this year, we'll get our parade.
Good.
Last year, the way things worked out, we had to wait until after winter recess. Mm-hmm. We're hoping we can do it before winter recess.
Fantastic.
Kids really enjoyed it.
Yes, yeah, they certainly did.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Really.
Thanks, Adrian.
Yes,
so we already have 70% of the seniors have been accepted somewhere to college already, which is really impressive. The SUNY schools jumped on it early. We have a class offered in for all seniors called Senior Seminar, and one of the tasks was to fill out the Common App and get it in. And every single senior had to do that as per assignment, and guess what? They started to get accepted to college. So 70% of the kids have been accepted, and I can say about 20 of them have multiple acceptances. So that's great news. That's something that's never happened to us before this early. So I know that the private schools will come in not until after Christmas. So maybe after Christmas we'll have more. So that's good news.
What's our graduating number this year?
48. We're getting into the 70s, though. We're getting big. Yeah.
We got some.
Wait till 10th grade comes.
We've got some big. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 70s. Yeah.
Big classes coming.
Yeah.
10th grade and 2nd grade. Yeah, we have 62 students in 2nd grade. So we'll. It's coming. There's lots of.
This is the last small class-ish. They're going to get big after this. Yep.
Okay.
Kendra, do you have anything like that? Special ed?
The special ed world is hopefully very soon going to be fully staffed. It is more of a quiet time of year right now for the special education, but Coming this spring, all of the special ed teachers this year, the case managers, have already received their tentative annual review dates, so they can start preparing for those, and we can start getting ready for that after the holiday recess.
Great. And just one more thing I'd like to add. I sent out in my notes last week that we have been in a predicament with school site for the past month and a half. We, like several other school districts in the region, are looking for psychologists. They're uniforms, virtually impossible to find. As a result, we're falling behind on triennial evaluations as well as new referrals. We are getting to the point where we are nearing being out of compliance, which is not a place any of us want to be. I've had a handful of conversations with Dr. Newell. Dr. Newell has had the opportunity to come in and meet with Ethan, some of his staff, as well as Kendra. And what we have been discussing is the possibility, and my recommendation would be that we move forward with this, of contracting with Dr. Newell for the remainder of the school year, who can complete, really get her working on our evaluations, sitting in and working with our child study team to do functional behavioral assessments, behavioral intervention plans, consulting, and getting those evaluations that are so important completed. If that's something that the board is willing to do, I would like to move forward a motion to do so. However, understand that that would mean Shannon, unfortunately, would need to step down from the Board of Education. Her term ends at the end of this year. So we would be, you know, faced with a situation where, you know, we have a couple of options that you guys have all heard before on how that works with the opening. But Shannon has agreed to step up and help us out in this manner. I've shared with you the contractual rates. We would need to have our attorney's draft contract that would be agreeable to both the Board of Education as well as Shannon. But I'm very thankful Dr. Newell had the, you know, interest and willingness to do this, and that is something that I hope the board will agree to this evening. And that's
so
all.
So we look for a motion now?
Yes.
Looking for a motion to approve Dr. Newell.
Mommy, Randy.
Mr. Lambert, we have a first. Do we have a second? Mr. Pratt?
Yes.
Any discussion?
Do we have a budget?
We do have a budget. That budget will keep us below the cost that we were at with our existing psychologist for a year. And then at the end of the year, we'd have discussions with Dr. Newell if she wishes to stay with us or if she's going to beat feet. But, you know, that would be those would be discussions that we would have at the end of the year. But, you know, I'm thankful that we're able to do this, and, you know, Dr. Newell is willing to do this at a price that we can afford.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Congratulations. Thank you for your service on the board as well. It is bittersweet. Mr. Barber said it's bittersweet. We'll miss you at the table. But the students and faculty need you more at this point.
So welcome aboard, and now you and I have got to sit down and put together a contract, and we'll also talk about your resignation letter that gets written to me and to the BOCES district superintendent.
So can she still sit tonight?
She can still sit tonight.
She can sit tonight.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought you were going to have to leave.
She was hoping. Go home and sit on the couch where it's warm, right?
Okay. All right, where are we? Board and staff reports.
All right, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the treasurer's report and accompanying documents.
Do we have a motion to approve?
I'll make the motion.
Mr. Pratt, do we have a second?
Second.
Dr. Newell. I will give you all of them tonight. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve the board minutes of the meeting of October 16, 2023.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Lambert. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve the CSE CPSE minutes for August 30, September 27, October 3, 5, 13, 20, 23, 25, as well as November 1st. Kendra has been busy.
You have been busy. Do we have a motion to approve? Dr. Newell, do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
We have one appointment correction that needs to be made. On October 16, we appointed Jessica G.M. Brown to the Class of 2029 advisor position. However, she would be a co-advisor, so we just need the board minutes to stipulate that Mrs. G.M. Brown is actually going to be a co-advisor.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt. All in favor? Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right, we have some appointments. Is the board comfortable with putting these together?
Please.
Yeah.
All right. I'd like to recommend Steve Woodward to the position of school bus driver effective October 24th. I'd like to recommend Charles Putman to the position of cleaner, effective November 1st. Nicole Goslin to the position of food service helper, effective November 8th. I'd also like to recommend Maya Touchette to serve as the lead teacher of the elementary after-school program, effective November 7th. I'd like to recommend John Godfrey, not our former John Godfrey, our new John Godfrey, to the position volunteer assistant modified basketball coach. For 23-24. He is the individual that we're actually considering should we continue to have the number of girls that we have. He would be the second coach for that position. Additionally, I'd like to recommend Amanda Heckman as class co-advisor of 2029 and Shay Whiting as a grade 2-4 chairperson.
Okay, do we have a motion to approve those appointments? Dr. Newell, do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Barber, I think. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
We have a few resignations hanging over from prior meetings that we need to address this evening. First is Austin Reed from the position of cleaner. Martha Ingleston for the position of food service helper. Jody Eddy, food service helper, and George Lane for the position of sub bus driver.
Do we have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Mr. Pratt, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. LaChapelle. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
On Friday afternoon, we received our financial statement audit, which was due a month and a half ago. We finally received that. Several school districts regionally still have not, as a result of one of the auditors, one of the large firms that have been working regionally, dropping school districts. So we all struggled to find auditors. That audit came back. You've all received a copy of the audit in your packet, and I would like to recommend the board take action to approve it.
We have a motion to approve.
Yes.
Motion. Mr. Pratt, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Dr. Newell. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
It's always fun to hear about the great things that our students are going to have the opportunity to do, and we have with us this evening a couple of wonderful folks who are interested in sharing with us their thoughts and ideas and proposal for the 2024 Junior Prom.
Saturday, May 11th. We are switching it up this year. We're going to do it at the Queensberry Hotel and also the Fun Spot. We're planning to keep them there, I think, what, 1 in the morning? We're trying to get it out. Yeah. We're going to depart there at 1 in the morning. So we're going to try to keep them there, have a good, wholesome fun, and we'll get back here until about 1:45.
try to keep it with juniors and seniors.
Do you have a theme yet for the?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm guessing it'll be something artistic, though.
Oh, yes.
We don't really get a vote, but.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. Mowat, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Lambert. Any discussion?
I had a quick question. The cost sheet said Highland Park. Is that, was that for the Queensberry?
Oh, that should have been changed.
Just all shared templates, so they roll over, and then that didn't get changed. But the cost is, the name didn't get changed. Sorry about that. Yeah, no, we are, we are all being very, no, the cost is actually very low there. We were surprised. Yes, we were surprised. Yes, they waived the room fee. I don't know why, but they just charged us the cost of the food. Great. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right.
Thank you.
Each of you have in front of you the extra class stipends for all of our clubs. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve those ECA stipends for the school year.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. Lachapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right, we have a handful of building use requests. The first comes from the Cub Scout PAC 6083, looking to use a junior senior high school on February 11 for their Pinewood Derby. We have a building use request from Center Stage Dance, looking to use our auditorium, lobby, and three classrooms on June 7 and June 8 for their dance recital. And we also have a request from the Whitehall Elks Lodge for use of our elementary school for the Elks Hoop Shoot, which is always a fun event for our students.
Do we have a motion to approve? Thank you. Dr. Nguyen, do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Lambert, I think I heard you first.
Sorry. I heard him.
Okay, I heard him first in my ear. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right. As we have had to do previously with some students, we are looking to have approved a transportation contract between the Whitehall Central School District and the parent listed to transport their child to and from school from September 11 through June 25. We got the approval from the state to do so.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. Barber, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Mowat. Any discussion?
I have one question on that with regards to the parent transport. Does the school have any liability in unlikely event that there's some sort of an auto accident while the parents transport?
No. Well, ultimately, yes. We always have liability on anything. However, as this is something that's quite commonplace at this point in time, our insurance would cover any additional costs that would be associated with the school district should something happen. The parents' insurance, auto insurance, homeowners, whatever the case may be, would be primary in the situation should there be a problem.
Okay.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
We have a series of mergers for athletics that I'd like the Board of Education to consider approving. The first is the football merger for next year with the Granville Central School District. As well as a cheer merger, as we've done this year with Granville. And then next year, we are also looking at increasing our merger. Instead of just between Whitehall and Granville, we are looking at adding Hartford, who has a few students that are interested in running as well. Those female students that would be joining us would help our team have a full female team for running in competition.
Do we have a motion to approve? Mr. Barber, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Visitors' comments.
I just have two questions.
Okay.
On the agenda. Highland Derby, did they be using the gym or the hall?
I'm not certain. Heather, do you have that information?
Those cars are not going to go on those tarps.
They said.
Well, they have a track.
They got a track.
It's a track that they stay on. They don't.
Okay,
fall.
So we still have to tarp it though.
Yes.
Okay. And then Nicole Gosling, food service helper, was that full time? That wasn't as a sub?
No, full time.
That was full time.
Okay,
right.
Thank you.
Yes, good questions. Okay. We are going to move into executive session. There will be no action taken. We expect to be there less than an hour. So I need a motion to approve executive session for the medical, financial, credit, or employment history of a particular person or corporation, or matters leading to an appointment, employment, promotion, demotion, discipline, suspension, dismissal, or removal of a particular person or corporation.
So moved.
Mr. Barber, do I have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Mowat. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.